B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Lanville, when did we get that Victory Monday, like, pop punk guitar riff? I kind of like that. Is that new?
Yeah, we have one every Monday.
Listen, I don't notice stuff. My wife always takes notice when she, like, changes something in the house. It generally takes me 3 months to notice it. But I like that. So shout out to whoever made it. Here's what we're going to do. Keep these phone lines going. I don't know that we're ready, but I think let's all mentally prepare for the Reverend, okay? We're not ready for it yet. We got to mentally prepare. I woke up to a message from the Reverend. Why not us? Believe. I appreciate that, Reverend.
Why not us?
We will come to you soon here, Reverend.
That's a riff.
We got people on hold a long-ass time, though. Joel is in D.C. What up, Joel? What's your pie look like?
What's up, man? First of all, my name is Joel, but, 25%, man, goes out to the ownership for putting this thing all together. I mean, if they don't put this together, we're not at 4-1 right now, and I mean absolutely dominating football teams. I give another 25% to the coaching staff because not only are we dominating football teams, we're playing penalty-free football, which is always winning football. I give another 30% to Jaden Daniels because I don't know if you know, but he has a 14 to 1% chance of winning not only Rookie of the Year, but also NFL MVP, which hasn't been done since Jim Brown in 1957. So it'll be 68 years if he can get that done. The last 20% I'm going to give is to the defense and our special team. That's my pie.
Appreciate it, brother. I like it, man. There's no wrong answer, I don't think. You know what I mean? Like, yesterday was a straight team victory. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Joel. I got your name for next time, bud. Should we go to Texas? Our guy Numb Clown is on the line. I have no idea how stoned he may be, but let's find out. Numb Clown.
Is he numb?
How do you do?
I'm absolutely numb. Because, hey, look, I had to get this way just to believe what I'm seeing here. I'm like, yo, hey, fellas, we can say this. We have an elite player. We have an elite player. Forget that pie, man. Man, they took that pie and threw it at the NFL Shield and said, hey, y'all on notice, we here. Y'all on notice, we here. So I give everything to everybody, but if I had to give somebody more, I'd give it to the O-line. Because guess what? Myles Garrett didn't have a sack, a pressure, a rush. He didn't even have a tackle the whole game. Coleman, stop questioning whether or not we have a left tackle. We got one. And if we don't, if he goes down, Lucas can step in. They both proven so far. And I'm loving what I'm seeing. So since y'all brought up the fact that I'm in Texas, guess what? So I'm going to end it off real quick like this. They asked me, they say, why, you know, your team winning, why ain't you wearing your gear? Why ain't you wearing your gear? I said, the king don't have to wear his crown for you to know he the king. Period. When we were losing, I was letting y'all, I would wear my gear because, hey, I'm letting you know, I'm repping my team win or lose. Now that we're winning, I don't need to wear it.
That's interesting.
I don't need to wear it.
I think you can still wear it, but it's up to you. What town are you in?
I don't need to wear it.
What town are you in Texas? Numb Clown, where are you in Texas? What city?
I'm about 45 minutes away from Austin. So I live in a city called Killeen.
Okay. Killeen, yeah. But is it? Here's my question. I need you to do some research for me deep in the heart of Texas. All right.
Okay.
I am sure there are plenty of Cowboy fans down there.
Mm-hmm.
Find out how nervous they are and report back. Because, yo, they've got to be watching this and they've got to be nervous. This is.
Oh, I'm about to walk into the office right now. I can tell you right now, my whole office building is all Cowboy fans except for me, one Minnesota fan, and a Saint fan.
All right. Send me a tweet or something. Let me know. I
got you.
Thank you, buddy. If you are the rest of the NFC East and you are watching what's happening in Washington, this is a bleep feeling. Not just that, they got new ownership and they're going to try to run it correct, because that's a long-term bleep feeling.
Mm-hmm.
This is now a short-term bleep feeling because they're like, oh, dude, that team is good.
Yeah.
Like, we all have to recognize, yo, this team is good now.
They know it. They see it. Like what Deion said, we coming? Nah, we here.
I am going in order of which you called the show, all right? Lest anyone get upset. Lance is in Annapolis. What up, Lance?
Hey, guys.
What up, brother?
Beautiful day, man. I'm loving this. Haven't felt this good since 92. I'm not comparing it to that yet, but it's been a very long time since we've seen such a complete team. I want to give the pie to the entire team, 20% to the offense, 20% to the defense, 20% special teams, 20% coaching staff, 20% Adam Peters and Josh Harris. I love what they've put together here. It's a lot of fun to watch, and I hope we just keep it going, guys. I'm enjoying this.
All right, brother, man.
Thanks, dude. Great call. Yep. You should be enjoying it. Fans should be absolutely enjoying this right now. Jaden is in Columbus. What up, Jay?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We got you, bud.
Perfect. Yeah. So I would say I'm going to give, first arm with the pie, I'm going to give 50% to Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury. That's where I'm going to start. And then I'm going to give 25%. I'm surprised no one has said this. Adam Peters. I mean, I've called him before. I doubted a lot of his stuff that he's done. So I'm just like, wait, you're going head-to-head with Howie Roseman? I mean, he showed up, made a trade. He made two trades with Howie Roseman, which is bold, and he kind of kicked his behind on both trades. So,
100%.
I mean, that's a ballsy move to show up as a GM, and you're going toe-to-toe with everyone, loves Howie, always kisses his behind on all of his trades. To come in your rookie year to go head-to-head with a rival and make two trades, I mean, that's balls. And he's won both of those. And every move he's made so far has been A++. I didn't like the Jahan trade. I mean, is Jahan still in the NFL? I mean, that's a good trade. You know? He signed Noah Brown. That's a clear upgrade. So I'm going to give 50% to Cliff and Jaden, 25 to Peters, and then 25 to DQ, Joe Witt, and the defense. But I just think, with Daniels, you're just giving a belief to the defense. I mean, when you see a rookie go out there and ball like he did, I was at that game against Cincinnati. I think the defense at that game is like, guys, we have a guy. Let's just help him out a little bit. So I think just by him playing that well, he's giving the defense more juice and more energy. And I grew up in Ellicott City, which is pretty much Ravens territory. They all are just like, dude, you guys have a guy. Like, good for you guys. I mean, I listened to Colin Cowherd the other day. He compared us to the Warriors. It's just like, we're just a beaten down team, but our fan base has always been legit. And now it's like, we're here, and it's like, I kind of feel like we are kind of like the Warriors now, where it's like, we were just kind of dormant for a while, but everyone's just like, man, we needed the Skins to be good again. I mean, in where I live in Columbus, it's a lot of Bengals fans, a lot of Browns fans. They're just like, dude, it's honestly good seeing you guys good. You know, I feel like everyone's just kind of like, you guys earned it. You guys deserve it. So
thanks for the call, brother. It's a good one.
Yep.
Thanks, Jaden. It's good to be good. It's fun to be good. It is entertaining to watch a good football team with an electric young quarterback and some really tough pieces on both sides of the line. And Jeff's wearing a football helmet at work. It's fun.
Jeff needs to go lay down on somebody's couch and talk to him.
It is fun to be good. How fun is it? Rev T will join the program next.